Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining me. My name is Ian Adequate, and tonight I will be talking to one of the most controversial figures in contemporary Australian media. A man loved by his enemies, feared and despised by those close to him. A man who single-handedly revolutionized and reinvigorated all forms of media in the Southern Hemisphere. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you join me for a conversation with Daniel Bartholomew James of the Simpleton Podcast? Daniel, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
It's a pleasure, Ian.
Now, Daniel, do you mind if I call you Daniel?
No, not at all.
Can you tell those few listeners not familiar with the Simpleton Podcast, what exactly is the nature of the show and what is your role in it?
That's a question I get asked a lot, Ian. I guess you could say my primary role is the star, host, editor, financier and producer of the show. And for those who haven't heard, it's a hard-hitting weekly news-orientated show that brings the truth to a lot of matters that the mainstream media are obviously either too soft and too incompetent to bring to listeners.
I see. So basically, to summarise, it's an amateurish collection of in-jokes and a sick obsession with a tiny Australian locality known as Maipole.
I'd say that's a fair assessment. We've had worse.
Now, what can you tell us about the background of the man himself? Where did Daniel James come from? Who and what is he?
Yeah, I've always had a fascination with podcasts, even since I was a little boy. And I remember saying to Mum and Dad, announcing it very openly and honestly one time in the lounge room of our Kiaba house back, it would have been probably 1982, I would suggest, saying, "Mum, Dad, I want to be a podcaster when I grow up." And I've held onto that dream ever since, Ian. And I guess I'm just one of the lucky people that has actually followed their dream and been able to actually live their dream. I'll be a podcaster to the day I die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that leaves our listeners with a better sense of the demons that drive you.
There are no demons, Ian.
No. In addition to yourself and Scott, there's a wide range of supporting cast who also contribute to your show.
Yes, that's right, yep.
Now, perhaps you could tell us a bit about some of these interesting fellows. For example, one Fergus, your financial commentator.
Yes, Fergus. Fergus is an interesting chap, though not one without his, I guess what you'd say, eccentricities.
Such as?
Well, if you're going to press me on it, despite his interest in financial matters and his great enthusiasm in sharing his very enthusiastic advice, Fergus absolutely has no training or education in financial or economic matters. He also has a long, and I do stipulate, long string of failed businesses behind him. In addition, he's a wanted man in his home country of Scotland. Something to do with pensioners and fraud. I haven't looked into it too much. I prefer not to know. He's in Interpol's top 50 most wanted non-violent criminals and is unable to enter any country in the EU without risk of instant arrest.
So he's an interesting choice for the position he holds.
Unfortunately, Ian, a lot of the decisions with regards to the podcast are actually out of my hands, believe it or not.
I see. Now, Mr. James, may I call you Mr. James?
If that pleases you.
Another occasional visitor is well-known Australian actor Drake Luther.
Yeah, Drake. You want me to tell you about Drake?
If you would, please.
Yeah, okay. Look, anybody who listens to the show or has read the gossip columns or, you know, the rags that they're associated with, know that Drake and I don't get along very well. No doubt he's a very talented artist. I don't deny him that, but he's a massive, I want to say twat, but I'll say c**t. And he gives me the absolute shits, Ian.
Right. Now, there was an incident last Christmas. I'm sure you're aware of what I'm referring to.
Yes, not my proudest moment. To be honest, I prefer not to talk about it.
Those children, Mr. James, very vulnerable and fragile children, I will remind our listeners, were very, very traumatized by the event.
Look, I'd like to think that my involvement was an attempt to actually leave that trauma, Ian.
By assaulting a man dressed as Santa at a charity event held in a hospital ward. A hospital ward for children... Children with life-threatening illnesses, Mr. James.
I don't know who has been doing your research, Ian, but that is an extremely biased look at the situation. And let me just put some context in this rebuttal for you, Ian. If that pretentious prick Luther had dressed and behaved like a regular Santa, you know, ho, 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 Merry Christmas, little girl, that sort of shit, there would have been absolutely no problem. But no, the fuckhead had to go all postmodern, doesn't he? So Santa, and I use the term very loosely, decides to show up in a skin-tight red latex bodysuit with a black latex gimp mask with a long white beard taped on. And let me just emphasise that the beard itself had blood streaks in it. He walks around handing out gifts to the poor kids who are absolutely fucking terrified, let me add. And he says to each kid, and he whispers shit like, the abyss, it yawns for you. What kind of fucking shit is that?
So
I decked him.
He has since called you the single greatest enemy to art in the history of personkind. And he also said that you are literally worse than five Hitlers.
And I've said that he is a pretentious dickhead, full stop.
Interesting. Now, Daniel, may I call you Daniel?
Yeah, sure.
Daniel, there are some other controversies surrounding the show. For example, there have been the allegations that you have called for the destruction of Israel and called for a final apocalyptic war.
For fuck's sake. Hang on, that's never leave me alone, is it? No, I certainly did not have never called for the destruction of any country. You know, that's right, any country. And you're referring to a typical fuck-up by that least incompetent guest of ours. When I say ours, I mean the simpleton. And of course, I'm referring to that imbecile Klaufus.
So you deny these allegations?
Categorically. Klaufus has had me confused with a high-ranking Islamic militiaman for some time.
And what exactly is Klaufus' background? What precisely are his qualifications?
I thought you might ask me this question, Ian, and I've actually had to do a little bit of research myself because I was unsure. But in short, his background is that he's a total pisshead from Urawa. He doesn't understand much, but he's keen to share his idiotic thoughts like a lot of people in that township. The closest thing he has to qualification is his massive tolerance for alcohol. So, what else can I tell you? He's also a moderately competent football player, though he probably gets ahead with some very, very dirty play. And he's hospitalised more players, both on a friendly and opposing teams, than anyone in the history of the Golden Valley Football League. And that, let me tell you, was quite a feat.
An interesting choice, then, for a correspondent on world affairs. I'm sure you would agree.
Again, Ian, a lot of these decisions are made out of my hands.
New listeners are probably unaware that you are actually the second Daniel James to co-host the show. Did you find it difficult, challenging, to follow in the footsteps of the first Daniel James?
Well, how do you follow in the footsteps of giants, Ian? And of course, it was a big challenge. The Daniel James of season one of The Simpleton had a very different voice to me, not to mention a radically different approach to the show. I won't beat around the bush. He was a strange chap. And I guess you would say he was a little bit obsessive. One very astute listener pointed out that if you cut every third word from his lines, a very, shall we say, sinister alternative narrative plays out.
Sinister narrative? Do you care to elaborate?
I'd rather not. Anyway, there was an incident of his very erratic behaviour on one episode that led to that episode actually being banned on iTunes. Shortly after the original Daniel James converted to Zoroastrianism, and he hasn't been seen of since, the producers remembered me from the initial auditions and I asked if I was interested in filling in. I said, yeah, sure, why not? And the rest is history.
Intriguing. So how did you prepare for this complex and multifaceted role as Daniel James?
Yeah, the listeners may be surprised to hear that I actually have been Daniel James all my life. First in an amateur capacity, then as a professional. I think you can see that my performance on The Simpleton, well, you could say that it has a certain edge, a certain grittiness that you just don't see in those that, have never lived a life.
Quite the revelation. I'm sure the gossip sites will go mad following that bombshell.
They always do.
There is one more controversy, Daniel, that I would like to discuss with you, Mr. James. Now, a lot of listeners might object to this form of ambush journalism, but the matter does need to be addressed.
Go on.
Mr. James, Daniel, an anonymous party contacted us and has accused you of sexual impropriety. What do you have to say in your defence?
Well, that's bullshit. Who?
Well, naturally, we wish to protect the identity of our source. Let's just refer to this person as Scott G to protect his or her identity.
Fuck's sake.
But we can tell you that this person claims you assaulted him, or her, on the set of the Simpleton podcast. He or she intends to bring a lawsuit against you and sue for $1 million in damages.
Yeah, well, I'm absolutely fucked as to who that would be, Ian. But let me just say this. If Scotty, if you're listening to this, I can't remember sexually assaulting you, but I do remember when you snuck up behind me that one time, sneakily placed your dick on my shoulder and then said, "What's that on your shoulder?" And obviously I was pretty disturbed by that, but you couldn't stop laughing. So let's just say I'll claim $1 million in compensation and we'll call it even, shall we, Scotty?
So you don't deny the allegations?
You know what, Ian? You and your fucking shitty talk show get fucked. I'm out of here.
Daniel James, thank you for your time.
Get fucked, Ian.